You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, the latest on the legal battle over what counts as voter ID here in Wisconsin.
First, Wisconsin is one of just nine states that treat 17-year-old offenders as adults. That means that 17-year-olds in the state charged with nonviolent offenses, things like theft or underage drinking, have to face the prospect of adult court and adult correctional facilities.
But a group of lawmakers is looking to change that now. A second chance bill proposed by Republican State Senator Jerry Petrosky and others would reverse course on changes made to state law in 1996 and allow 17-year-olds facing a first-time nonviolent offense to be tried in juvenile court.
Shereen Seward joins us now to talk more about the proposal and how we got to this point. She's a reporter for the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. Shereen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with a new proposal. What exactly would it do?
Basically, it's going to ensure that 17-year-olds who are charged with nonviolent first-time offenses are treated as juveniles. They'd move back into juvenile court, where now, whether it's shoplifting or underage drinking, they do have to go to adult court and adult corrections. So this changes that considerably. What it does not do, though, is take the power out of prosecutors' hands to try those people, those teens as adults for very serious crimes.
And this looks to be a rare piece of legislation that seems to have bipartisan support. Who's behind it?
Actually, the bill has 71 bipartisan co-sponsors this session. This is the second time that they've tried to pass this. Last time they had 54. So there is some optimism that that this will pass this time around.
Now, just to look back a bit, the current system goes back to 1996. What was the rationale then for making 17-year-olds at that point take part in the adult system?
Sure. You know, pretty much throughout American history, juvenile offenders have been treated differently than adults. And juveniles, they try to increase emphasis on rehabilitation. But there was a jump in juvenile crime that happened in the late 80s, early 90s, that sparked some pretty significant nationwide fears about this generation of super predator youth that were preying on our society. You might remember the Central Park jogger case in 1989. That was a big one. But Wisconsin's tough on juveniles approach really happened in 1991. There was an 11-year-old boy who shot and killed a 21-year-old man in Racine. He couldn't be charged in adult court because of his age, and that spurred this on. Racine County Circuit Judge Dennis Berry really spearheaded this effort to help revise the Juvenile Justice Code because he and many others felt that it did not adequately protect victims of the public. So then this law moving jurisdiction of all 17-year-olds to adult court was passed by the state legislature and took effect in 1996.
So what do we know about what happened since then? What has the impact been?
Well, it's interesting because since then there's been a steady decrease in juvenile crime across not only Wisconsin but the United States, and kind of this worry about a generation of super predators never really materialized. And then there's been some studies that show that maybe this isn't the best way to go.
And in terms of the differences, what happens differently in juvenile court that does not happen in adult court for these first-time offenders?
Well, in an adult system, the children are not they're not given educational opportunities. It's really all about it's a different kind of situation. Plus, you've got to remember that the parents are not involved then. So if your 17-year-old child is arrested for, let's say, you know, even shoplifting, the police don't have to call you. They could legitimately go through the entire court system and you wouldn't even know. This puts it back into the parents' hands. It keeps parents involved, and that can really be a key part of the process.
Is the emphasis more on rehabilitation and in sort of community service than it would be in adult court?
Yes, absolutely. So there are different services that are available for juvenile offenders that really help change their thinking. And there is significant research that shows that youth at this age are quite capable of learning new ways of thinking and behaving if they go through these rehabilitative programs. And so these counties around the state are starting to implement these programs that are proving to be successful in getting the youth back on track.
We're talking with reporter Shereen Seward right now about a new legislative proposal that would keep 17-year-olds who are facing nonviolent offenses out of adult court and adult correctional facilities. And Shereen, looking at other states as an example, what do we know about recidivism rates when 17-year-olds are funneled to juvenile court instead?
Actually, recidivism rates are much better for 17-year-olds that are in the juvenile system. There is what we can see from data, 17-year-olds in adult court are twice as likely to return to prison. So, I mean, they really, there's been study after study after study that shows that this is the case. Now, it's not going to work for every teen, but certainly, juveniles seem to have a better shot at making a go of it and having a clean start when they are dealt with in the juvenile system.
Now, other states are part of this. There are 9 states like Wisconsin who have 17-year-olds being funneled to adult court. But is there a move now, a national move, to do what Wisconsin might be doing with this law and try 17-year-olds in the juvenile system instead?
Yes. And many states have already gone back to the system. Illinois did it recently. Connecticut did it recently. So we're not alone in this kind of thinking. It's kind of been a process over the last, I'd say, 8 years, where one by one states are starting to return to the old model of sending those 17-year-olds back to juvenile corrections programs.
Now, it sounds like Outagamie County has tried this model as a sort of a trial. What happened?
Actually, they tell us that this program has been very successful. Outagamie County officials implemented this program last year. It's a pilot program that offers nonviolent first-time 17-year-old offenders services that would be typically available only to juveniles. So once these teens fulfill those program requirements, prosecutors can close their case files. They can dismiss the criminal charges. And, this helps the 17-year-olds who now don't have that adult criminal conviction. They're better able to go to school, to get jobs. And so far, the people who are in charge of this program have been very optimistic. It's still a work in progress, but the vast majority of those teens are doing very well.
Why was Outagamie County able to do that if it's not state law?
That is something that a county program can be created, but from a statewide perspective, that would take legislation.
And so you said this didn't pass last time around. Is this time looking to be different?
Well, according to the folks at the State Bar of Wisconsin, they're backing this legislation. They tell me that they are optimistic about this because of the number of co-sponsors. They feel this has a much better chance of passing than it did in March.
We're talking right now with reporter Shereen Seward about a new legislative proposal that would keep 17-year-olds in juvenile court, in the juvenile system, instead of being tried in adult court.
You can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. Do you think 17-year-olds who have committed nonviolent offenses should be treated as juveniles as opposed to adults, which they currently are? What would you see as the benefits or drawbacks of making that change? If you work in the criminal justice system or if you've been through it yourself, what do you think about all this? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over at the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking right now with Shereen Seward from the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. We're hearing about a new legislative proposal with bipartisan support. It would allow 17-year-olds who are facing nonviolent offenses in Wisconsin to be tried as juveniles instead of as adults, which is currently the case.
You can join us at 800-642-1234. Would you support this change, or do you think that things should stay the way that they are. If you work in the criminal justice system, what have you seen and what questions do you have? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Shereen, public safety has been a part of this discussion since 1996 and earlier. What sorts of measures are in place to make sure that there is no public safety concern here that's attached to this legislation?
Well, it's important to remember that this proposal is aimed at nonviolent offenses. So there is already in place legislation that shows any juvenile over 10 years old who is charged with homicide or attempted homicide, they're automatically tried in adult court. That's not changing. There's also a list of about 70 offenses that are not included here. So children who are charged with violent offenses, violent sexual offenses, for example, would not go to juvenile court. So the public still has that measure of protection because those things haven't changed.
And sexual assault, you brought up that example. You said nonviolent sexual assault, but sexual assault in general, is that something that is, how is that considered?
Well, aggravated criminal sexual assault, aggravated battery with a firearm, those kinds of things, those would stay in adult court.
And has there been pushback against the idea of charging violent youthful offenders as adults? Is that something that is on the table for discussion at all of this?
You know, this bill does not address that, and I suspect that there will have to be a conversation about that sometime in the future. Of course, there has to be a punishment that fits the severity of the crime, and we've seen that in a couple of cases here in Wisconsin, a lot of debate about that. But, this is a step, at least, toward changing this system. And I do know that there have been some cost concerns that have probably held this up in the past, and those things are going to have to be talked through.
You can join our conversation right now as we talk about a new proposal that would treat 17-year-olds with first-time nonviolent offenses in juvenile court, not in adult court. This is a change starting in 1996. 17-year-olds in that position were funneled into adult court. So this would be a big change here in Wisconsin, or at least a change. You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think 17-year-olds who have committed nonviolent offenses should be treated as juveniles as opposed to adults? And what do you see as the benefits or maybe the drawbacks of making that change? And if you work in the criminal justice system, what have you seen in your job? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, is there any sort of counterbalance to this movement that you're talking about, Shereen, of 17-year-olds, nonviolent offenders being treated in juvenile court? Is there anyone who's sort of saying the opposite right now at this point in history?
Well, I haven't seen states that are going the other way. But as far as objections to this bill, of course, there are people who think, okay, these 17-year-olds, they know what they're doing. They should be treated like adults. There are going to be those people. And there is some concern over the cost. Sending a 17-year-old to a juvenile correctional facility costs significantly more than sending them to an adult facility. So that has been an issue. But then on the other hand, if you're reducing recidivism and you're reducing offense rates, that can yield some pretty significant increases in our state's economic productivity each year. So those things are all on the table right now.
We'll go to our callers right now. We've got Ruth with us in Eau Claire. Ruth, hi.
Hi. There's a lot of research to support this decision not to put adolescents, 17-year-olds, actually adolescents in general, but 17-year-olds here specifically in through the adult system, that your recidivism rate, as your speaker is saying, is much higher, and the cost of that over time, both the human cost, the family cost, the taxpayer cost, are huge. And, you mentioned we have a tradition of doing this. Well, we have a tradition of not doing this. We have a short history of doing this, and it's not panned out very well. And, we need to listen to our own common sense here and also the research that is deep and wide that this should be changed in our state.
Ruth, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. And Shireen, your take?
Yeah, I've read the same kinds of studies. There's study after study that shows that, 17-year-olds dealt with in the juvenile justice system are less likely to reoffend by a lot. And so you do have to look at the cost savings, both in human and monetary costs, in a long-term manner, through that long-term lens. And long-range, are you going to save money? I think so, based on the estimates that I've seen, and lower societal and prison costs in general.
Now, there has been some research the past several years about the brains of teenagers, and some researchers finding that the teenage brain is more impulsive. It's still in process. It's not a fully mature brain yet. I wonder if any of that has entered into these discussions that you've seen.
Yes, actually it has. Brain and developmental research shows that, youth at this age, they're more impulsive. That impulsivity tends to recede as time goes by. So the 17-year-old brain, very different from the 25-year-old brain, for example. And because of that, youth at this age are more capable of learning new ways of thinking. They're more open to corrective behavior.
Let's go back to our callers. We've got Kevin joining us next in Janesville. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. One comment, one question. Comment, I would be very supportive of this. I would much rather see tax-paying adults than tax-supported prisoners. And you just touched on my second point. My question is, given what we know about brains, do we need maybe like a young adult court system for 17 to 22-year-olds to take these kinds of issues into account? And I'd be happy to take my comments off the air. Thank you.
Interesting, Kevin. Thank you for that. Right. I'm not sure. I'm not up on the latest research about when the brain might reach maturity, but that's an interesting proposition, a young adult court. Have you heard anything about that, Shireen?
Boy, I have not, and that is an interesting proposition. I have seen research that shows that the brain matures by about age 25. So what he's saying might be worth talking about, and that's something that perhaps legislators will take a look at as well. I don't know.
Any other kind of model like that you've seen anywhere else in the country, or would that be a new thing?
Boy, I have not seen anything like that. And there could be something, but nothing that turned up in my research.
Well, thank you so much for that, Colin. We're going to move on to John joining us in Milwaukee at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Hi, John.
Hi. I know you're running out of time, so I'll try to be brief. I benefited back in the late 60s from a program over in Michigan called the Youthful Trainee Program. I had just turned 18, and I did something very stupid. It was a felony. But under that program, as long as I didn't do anything else stupid over a period of time, kept my nose clean, my entire record was wiped clean. They got fingerprints back, the whole ball of wax, and I was able to go on to become a productive citizen. I'm a community leader now, but for the grace of God. Had I been subjected to the adult prison system, who knows where I would be now. I got a second chance. 17-year-olds, at that age, they're stupid. They do stupid things. If it's a nonviolent violation of the law, they need every break they can get. To put them into the adult system is criminal, I honestly believe. The law needs to be changed.
John, thank you so much for that. Where did you say that was again?
That was in Michigan.
In Michigan.
Youthful Training Act. I don't know if the law is still in effect now or not, but back in 1969, it was, and it saved my life.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling with that perspective. And I'm wondering, as legislators consider this, Shireen, are they hearing from people like John?
I would imagine so. I think that they've listened to their constituents about this, and that's making an impact.
Thank you so much for that, John. And we go next to Mike. Mike joins us from Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi. Well, I'm in agreement with this proposed change. I think we're handicapping our youth and our treat these minor cases in adult court. It goes right on CCAP. It goes right on their record. That's searchable by any hiring manager from California to Florida and everywhere in between. And when you're faced with the last two candidates, all you need to do is sit at your desk, type in type in that person's name, and up pops some minor offense, well, gee, I'm going to go with the other candidate from another state. I think it's a good first move, and I think getting these kids treated as the youth that they are is a smart thing to do.
All right, we'll leave it there, Mike. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. We're going to go right to Nate. Nate joins us next in Milwaukee. Nate, hello.
Hi, I'd just like to mention that when I was 16, I got a felony for burglary and credit card fraud, and my accomplice was 17, and our lives diverged completely because he was charged as an adult and I was charged as a minor. Basically, I got 6 months probation, and everything was fine after that. He got about a year in prison, and the difference between me and him, I mean, of course, life choices are different for everybody, but I went to college, I got a degree, I have a good job up here in Milwaukee, and he's kind of struggled ever since, so I just want to throw that out there.
Nate, thank you. So I really appreciate calling in with that story and that example. And Shireen, do you think that this is something, this sort of story, is going to sway the legislature in Wisconsin as they look at this issue and how they might proceed?
I suspect it will, and it's important that they think about those things and take that into consideration. Yes, it can dramatically change someone's life. A mistake at 17 is not the same as a mistake at 30. It's not, and these are not repeat offenders we're talking about either. I mean, once they've already committed a crime, they're not eligible for this kind of consideration under this plan.
And going forward, do we have a timeline on how soon we could see action on this legislation?
Well, it's in committee right now, so it's been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety, where it is right now. I expect that we will be hearing more about it in the coming weeks.
Well, Shireen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Shireen Seward, reporter for the Gannett Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. She joined us to talk about a new legislative proposal that would allow 17-year-olds who are facing first-time nonviolent offenses in Wisconsin to be tried as juveniles and not as adults.
You can keep sharing your thoughts on that issue over at the Central Time Facebook page. Join the conversation while you're there.